Good morning, Cardinal.
Good morning to you, Nick. Can I wish you a very happy Easter.
Thank you, sir, and of course to you and all who work with you.
Thank you.
A very tough time, sir, and a time when we need an Easter message where we look across at one of our neighbouring European countries.
Absolutely. And, you know, I speak for so many people when I say our heart goes out to the Belgians. We're praying for those who've died. We're admiring and supporting those who are working hard with the victims and to put together confidence in each other after such a shattering and a terrible experience.
The message of Easter is one of hope, isn't it, really? So I suppose that could be applied to events over there.
Well, it's true. I think what we do in the church in a concentrated form in the next 3 days is really look at themes which are very basic to all of us. We look at the theme of service, of actually getting down on our knees and helping one another. We look at the theme of sacrifice, where, you know, we when we live, we put other people before ourselves. We sacrifice ourselves for them. We look at the reality of death in the face, and then we look to that hope that God promises beyond death, because he stoops to lift us up. And they're the themes of our Easter celebrations, and they're the themes, the fundamental themes of humanity, and they're spelt out so clearly in the hearts and the experiences of people in Brussels.
Cardinal, in the aftershock of events in Brussels, people understandably turn into themselves and say, we must put up borders, we must stop people coming into this country, the migrants are flooding into Europe, everything's got to be done to stop them, we're at threat, we're at war. How should they respond?
Well, obviously, there's a whole mix of questions in there.
That's what I always do to you, Cardinal, you know that.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of detailed questions which need to be looked at by the experts. But my overall view would say we really ought to think clearly about going down the road of a possible division. Because, you know, history tells us that once you divide, then you divide again, and then you divide again. And what's terribly important is we recognize a shared humanity, we recognize shared interests, we recognize our shared values, and I think standing together is more important. You know what they always say? We're stronger together. We're not as strong when we start boxing each other out. Now, I know that's a broad, long-term view, but sometimes this discussion is too short-term self-interest. We've got to have a bigger vision.
So we stay in Europe if I move you into political areas, lastly, Cardinal?
Well, I think that's for every person to decide themselves, and I mustn't take advantage of the position that I have that doesn't give me competence in the detailed negotiations that have gone on and will go on. But my concern would certainly be we've got to look clearly at maintaining relationships, not breaking them down.
Happy Easter, Cardinal.
Thank you very much indeed, Nick. Same to you.
Cardinal Vincent Nichols, Cardinal Archbishop of Westminster, of course, leader of the Roman Catholic Church in England.